This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities say that Russian missile attacks on residential buildings in a coastal town near the port city of Odessa have killed at least 21 people, including an 11-year-old boy, his mother, and a soccer coach. Video of the pre-dawn attack Friday showed the charred remains of buildings in a small town. The Ukrainian president's office said that three X-22 missiles fired by Russian bombers struck an apartment building and a campsite. The assault came after Russian forces withdrew from a nearby Black Sea island on Thursday. Despite the withdrawal, Ukraine's military reported Friday that Russian warplanes bombed Snake Island. It has not been an easy week for Russian President Vladimir Putin. He took his first foreign trip since the invasion of Ukraine to shore up relations with troubles in Central Asian allies. He watched as NATO declared Moscow its main enemy, invited Russia's neighbor Sweden and Finland to join the alliance, and he was forced to deny that his troops had again been attacked or attacked a civilian target in Ukraine. Countering a show of Western unity over Ukraine at a series of summits in Europe this week, Putin sought to cast the moves by the U.S. and its allies as proof of their hostile intent, and he vowed to press the offensive against Ukraine. The World Health Organization's Europe chief warned Friday that monkeypox cases in the region have tripled in the last 2 weeks and urged countries to do more to ensure the previously rare disease does not become entrenched on the continent. An African health authority said that they are treating the expanding monkeypox outbreak as an emergency, calling on rich countries to share limited supplies of vaccines to avoid equity problems seen during the COVID-19 pandemic. The WHO chief, Dr. Hans Kluge, said in a statement that the increased efforts were needed despite the UN Health Agency's decision last week that the outbreak did not warrant to be declared a global health crisis. This is VOA News. American basketball star Brittney Griner went on trial Friday, 4.5 months after her arrest on charges of possessing cannabis oil while returning to play for a Russian team in a case that has unfolded amid tense relations between Moscow and Washington. The initial session of the trial, which was adjourned until July 7th, offered the most extensive public interaction between Griner and reporters since the Phoenix Mercury Center and two-time U.S. Olympic gold medalist was arrested in February at Moscow's International Airport. A new poll finds that a growing percentage of Americans calling out abortion or women's rights as priorities for the government in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, especially among Democrats and those who support abortion access. The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll finds 22% of U.S. adults name abortion or women's rights as an open-ended question as one of the five problems they want the government to work on. That's nearly tripled since December. The poll, which included interviews conducted before and after the Supreme Court ruling, finds prioritization of the issues grew sharply following that decision. Demonstrators broke into the building that houses the Eastern Libya-based parliament on Friday. They set fire to parts of the complex amid protests and over months of failed efforts to set the divided country on a path toward elections. One witness said thousands joined a march to the parliament building calling for the current political powers to be dissolved and elections to be held. He said that as security guards tried to prevent people from entering, a protester was shot in the legs and other demonstrators then forced their way inside. U.S. President Joe Biden's hope for saving the earth from the devastating effects of climate change may not be dead, but it's not far from it. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling Thursday limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to regulate climate pollution by power plants and suggests the court is poised to block Biden's other efforts to limit the fumes emitted by oil, gas, and coal. It's a blow to Biden's commitment to slash emissions in the few years scientists say remain to stave off deadlier levels of global warming. It is a sign to Democrats of the dwindling chances left for Biden to reverse the legacy of U.S. President Donald Trump, who mocked the science of climate change. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities say that Russian missile attacks on residential buildings in a coastal town near the port city of Odessa have killed at least 21 people, including an 11-year-old boy, his mother, and a soccer coach. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.